All right, we are now joined by Lenore Delgado from the Palo Alto Humane Society. Lenore, how's it going?
Very well, thank you.
So you are an educator and a part of the community outreach at the Palo Alto Humane Society. Can you tell us a little bit about the society overall, what you guys do and how you help animals?
Yeah, we've been helping animals for the past, as of June, it'll be 113 years.
Wow.
Had a very long history in the community. Most of the time, our work has centered about community outreach and education programs, veterinary health programs, helping to save stray animals, making sure they get the care they need, helping low-income people with emergency and sometimes routine veterinary care. So we've been pretty busy. We used to run the Palo Alto City Shelter, but that job was relinquished to the city of Palo Alto in 1970. So since then, our major focus has been on the other issues that I mentioned, community outreach, education, veterinary health, and of course, which I didn't mention, stay and neuter programs.
Yeah, we've had some other folks from the Palo Alto Humane Society talk about Daisy's Day and some of the great programs you guys have. Right now, there is a campaign keeping your puppy safe from the parvo vaccine. I'm looking at this very cute little dog. Oreo is his name, and he's glad he's got the parvo vaccine. Can you tell us what is the parvo virus? Am I saying it correctly?
Yeah, parvo is short for parvo virus. And our campaign, if I can mention that, is in both English and Spanish. So the cute little postcard that you're seeing is there's also a Spanish language version. And the dog's name is Oreo, too, because Oreo is a nice name in both languages. What we want to do, especially at this time through the campaign, is to inform people that even though COVID is going on, and even more so because of COVID, we want to stress the absolute need for puppies and dogs to be vaccinated against parvovirus, shortened for parvo, which is a disease that is very, very contagious and can be deadly within a few days.
Oh, and what are the symptoms? What's the best way to know if your puppy has it?
We've listed our symptoms in two sheets, PDF documents, that are available on our website. Our website is paloaltohumane.org. And one of the first revolving banners you're going to see when you get onto the website is about our parvovirus, our puppy health campaign. And we're asking listeners and other interested people to please check that out. In terms of symptoms, the symptoms are severe. Usually a dog has diarrhea. Most of the time this could be bloody diarrhea. The dog is not eating, not drinking, and he becomes extremely, extremely ill.
Well, we want to make sure little Oreo here on the postcard is doing well. And what can people at home, what's the best way for them to get treatment? Go to the website. Is there more information there? Is there a general plan to know if your dog has it?
Yeah, there's a general plan, and that consists of going to your vet. If you get a new puppy, please, as soon as you get a new puppy, take him to the vet. The vet will give you advice as to when to begin parvo vaccinations. Usually they'll be done at about a month of age. There are several stages to the vaccine, so the dog or puppy needs to go back to the vet and get vaccinated two or three more times until he's 16 weeks old. If people do not have the funds to go to the vet, they can contact us through our website, and we evaluate each case on a case-by-case basis, and we have helped people in the past and are helping people now get treatment for their dog or puppy and get help in getting vaccinated. In addition to someone's regular vet, there sometimes vaccinations are offered at local animal shelters. It depends on each shelter as to what they're doing now in terms of providing vaccines and other care during during COVID-19. Sorry. Another place that people can check in are the local chain pet stores, because visiting vets come there at low cost and do give the Parvo vaccine.
That's great. And that website, again, is paloaltohumane.org for all this
yes.
information and more. And just last question here. I want to talk about the society overall. You mentioned the long history. Do you have another program that you guys are very proud about, just kind of looking overall at the organization for all the great stuff you guys do?
We're proud of a lot of programs. My favorite is Kitties to Kitties. That's a program in which during non-COVID times, students of all ages from kindergarten up can visit with cats and read aloud to them at our partner shelter, which is Silicon Valley Animal Control Authority, which serves Mountain View, Santa Clara, and a couple of other cities. It's fairly local to us. Kids can learn all about cats, how they end up at the shelter, what kinds of programs we have and the shelter has to help cats, especially strays. They also learn how to take care of cats, what's the best way to get acquainted with a cat, and that's where the reading comes in. We want kids to practice their reading aloud if they want to do so, and there's no better audience than a cat or a dog to do that to, because they're non-judgmental. They come over, sit in your lap, and want to get your attention. And before you know it, you're petting that cat, you're playing with that cat or kitten, and you're making him or her more adoptable, better to get along with, used to meeting different kinds of people, and you're doing a really good piece of community service by helping these animals. Lots of kids who go through the program, they end up fostering or adopting, which is great for everyone.
That sounds like a really great program. That's very cool. Lenora, thank you for joining us.
And we're doing it, at least the teaching part of it, and we're going to incorporate reading as soon as we have some lovable live kittens that can be on camera through Zoom at this point.
That's awesome. Looking forward to seeing that. Again, paloaltohumane.org is the website. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, and can I say another word about our puppy health program?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, we're very interested in reaching out to the community at this point, because so many people are adopting puppies that there actually has become a shortage of puppies in many shelters, puppies and dogs. So people are resorting to other means of getting a canine companion. They go to Craigslist, they go to sites on the internet that could be puppy mills. And there has been a rise in activities in puppy mills as a result of so many animals being adopted. And that's why we say to people, please check out if the place that you visit online has veterinary recommendations, if you could meet the dog before you adopt him. Very important. You have to look at his, is he a healthy animal? If you can meet the parents of the dog, that would be good too. Not all breeders are bad. A lot of them are really excellent and really care about taking care of their dogs and where the dog ends up. But whenever you get a puppy, if it's not from a shelter where the vaccinations have already at least been started and you have information about the dog, or from a good rescue, a reputable rescue group, please get your dog to the vet as soon as he comes home with you.
That's great advice, Lenora. Thank you again for joining us.
Okay, thank you for having me.